Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cracks of the searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine, so who can let it
Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. I still miss him, but still have his music, and we play it as often as we can. He's one of the great songwriters and performers of the 20th century. And, that's the song. That song is The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. It's, you know the song Run for the Roses and Auld Lang Syne and all that, all those songs? That's in that album. So it's a double album. It's one of the great albums of all time, The Innocent Age. I encourage you to go and find that and check it out and purchase it. Do people do that? Do you guys still buy CDs like I do? Are you downloading all your music? Anyway, sometimes I show my age, don't I? Hey, it's just you and me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I hope you check out my website when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. In the previous segment, I was talking about retirement plans separate from our business, and I was giving you some research where 40% of you who responded to our poll question on this topic said you were funding a retirement plan outside of your business, and 60% were not for various reasons. You had one and you weren't funding it. You didn't have one and you weren't funding it, and you were just basically counting on your business to provide you with your retirement, which is a possibility, but a fair amount of risk involved there. So what I wanted to do, and as I said in the previous segment, I'm not a retirement planning expert by any sense of the imagination, and actually I didn't sleep in a Holiday Inn Express last night. But as you know, I have talked to a lot of experts about this over the years. I've brought you a lot of great programming on this topic over the years, and so I've learned a lot about this topic. And so I just want to throw out some ideas for you. Here's one of the things I found out about retirement separate from your small business. The government, as many things as they do to irritate us and to get in our way, there is one thing the government has done to make it that's good for you, and that is to provide lots and lots of options, many, many options for how you can provide for your own retirement. Now, the IRA has been around for, golly, almost 40 years. The individual retirement account started out at $1,500. Now it's what is it, $2,500? I've forgotten for young folks. If you're over 50, you can put in $6,000 a year. I've forgotten what the numbers are. That's pretty close on those numbers, but it doesn't matter. That's a simple thing to do. Now, if you do one now, it's going to be for this year. It's going to be for this tax year, not the last tax year. But you can start one, you can establish one, you can do it online, you can go to your bank, you can go to an investment company, a financial planner can help you with this. An IRA it's almost as easy as ordering a meal. I'm serious, it's just not that hard. And so an IRA, over time, you can't put a lot of money in one of them each year, but you and your spouse can each have one. And there are limitations. Now, I'm not telling you, you're going to have to find out, you have to get some expert advice here. I'm just trying to educate you a little bit as to what's out there. So you got the IRA. Now, the IRA, the contribution is tax deductible. And you can talk to your expert about what the taxes are when you take the money out. There's also the Roth IRA, which is where you put after-tax dollars in to fund it. But when you take it out, the proceeds are tax-free. So all the accumulation, which is a great deal if you're young, because all that accumulation, all that appreciation, and all that yield from their investment is tax-free. You put in $2,500, maybe that $2,500, in this particular year, turns into $10,000 30 years from now. Well, that $10,000 is tax-free. That's the way the Roth IRA works. It's only good for some people, though, especially young people. Then there are the 401ks. You can start a 401k for your business. There's also the self-employment tax, SEP, the SEP plans. There's also the simple plans. And there's even a SEP IRA. There's a defined benefits plan. There's a defined contribution plan. I mean, there are lots of different programs out there. And I'm just trying to help you understand that regardless of what's going on in your business, there is something that can be established that you can start funding, you can start saving a little bit every month into to get this going, to get your retirement plan going. And start so you don't get caught up next year when you don't have the money when it's time to fund the thing. Start putting a little bit in it every month. That's the best way to do it, right? We all know that. Start putting a little bit, but you got to get the thing established. You do have to create the account. You have to create the account with some financial institution. And the good news is you can self-direct these things most of the time. You can decide where to put the money, what investments to put it in. And so just think about this, folks. I know you'd like to think that your business is going to help you retire one day, and it very well may, but you can't count on that. You at least need to be able to augment it with some other kind of a plan. So take advantage of all these different plans. And if you have employees and if you want to contribute to them, you can. To their retirement, you can. You can include them. Some of these plans require you to, but you can also discriminate by allowing them, requiring them to be vested. So they have to stay with you a while before you fund them. There are a lot of ways, a lot of wrinkles that you can do, you can use to get your retirement planning going. Check it out and get started. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.